This week, we're hearing stories from women in Nicaragua. It's one of the poorest countries in Latin America, and women there face significant challenges. Yesterday, we heard about the country's strict abortion law. Abortion is illegal in all cases. And that law has contributed to another statistic. Nicaragua now has one of the highest teen pregnancy rates in Latin America. We sent reporter Shuka Kalantari to a shelter for teenage mothers in Managua to find out some of the reasons girls there are having children at such a young age.
El Espíritu de Dios está en este lugar.
Melissa is singing her favorite song to her 2-year-old daughter. Melissa and all other names of minors in this story have been changed to protect identities. Melissa is a single mother who lives at a home for teenage moms. When she was 13, she met a guy, got pregnant, and followed him from her home of Costa Rica to Nicaragua.
Y pues vine aquí por problemas familiares.
When Melissa's daughter was 8 months old, things got bad. Her baby's father started scolding her, insulting her. Then he started beating her. Melissa went to the police, and that led her to Casa Alianza, a home for poor and homeless teenage mothers in Managua, Nicaragua's capital. In the hallways, I encounter another young mother, Violet. She's walking through Casa Alianza in her school uniform. A white-collared shirt, a pleated skirt, her daughter's name written on her arm with a green Sharpie. Violet says she's been on her own since she was a baby. She was free as a bird. She came here from the mountains of Nicaragua when she was 14 years old and 4 months pregnant. Violet says when her dad went to prison, her mom emotionally checked out. So Violet ran away. She was 8 years old. She stopped going to school and started drinking and having sex. All her friends were doing it. According to a report by Planned Parenthood Global, the rate of 10 to 14-year-old girls having babies in Nicaragua has shot up almost 50% over the last decade. One in three teenagers here has a child before she turns 18.
El tema del machismo es muy fuerte. Y el tema del machismo está relacionado al tema de la violencia.
Carolina Rivas runs the program for teen moms at Casa Alianza. She says Nicaragua's machismo culture is primarily to blame for the high teenage pregnancy rates. It's directly related to sexual violence against girls. Their right to decide what happens to their own bodies isn't respected here. Another reason is the country's strict abortion laws. Since 2006, abortion has been illegal here, even in cases of child rape or if a woman's life is at risk. At Casa Alianza, the girls get prenatal care and education and some much-needed psychotherapy. Most girls here have been sexually abused.
Salgan embarazadas. La mayoría de los embarazos de las muchachas no es por otro muchacho.
This is Marta Lopez. She's with AMLE, a women's rights association in Managua. She says the vast majority of the adolescent sexual abuse here is by older men. A recent Planned Parenthood Global report backs her up. 93% of teenage pregnancies in Nicaragua are the result of rape. The same report shows almost 80% of these teens have had zero prior sex education. Lopez says talk of sex is taboo in Nicaragua, at school, even at home. So groups like hers have been forced to take matters into their own hands.
El trabajo que se realiza es de adolescente a adolescente. Nosotros hablamos un trabajo de pares.
They started training teenagers around the country to teach other teenagers about sexual health. They hand out pamphlets at parks and other teen hangouts. They give peer advice and free birth control. Violet, the 14-year-old mother at Casa Alianza, says she never used birth control, and she got her sex education on the streets. Her friends would say, "Don't use condoms. It's in bad taste." No, no, no. They told her getting a birth control shot makes you too skinny, and taking pills makes you too fat. But now Violet knows better. It's not easy being an adolescent mother. It's really hard. Violet says when her own daughter turns 8, the age she was when she ran away, she'll give her advice. She'll bond with her and educate her daughter so she doesn't make the same mistakes Violet did. Violet plans to continue to go to school and become a police officer, so her daughter will be proud of her one day. She wants to set a good example, an example she never had. And that, in its own way, can help fight the rise of teenage pregnancy in Nicaragua. For The World, I'm Shuka Kalantari, Managua, Nicaragua.